This is KUT. An obsession can be dangerous. It can distract you from things that are important in life. But an obsession can also motivate you to explore, discover, and create. For the last several days, a group of men who share a singular obsession with turtles have been swimming in creeks and springs in central Texas. We sent KUT's Mose Bouchel to find out why.
By the end of this story, three guys get bit by turtles and a turtle gets a tattoo. But we're going to start here with Andrew Wald. He's on the shores of Bull Creek, reflecting on his childhood in Canada.
I grew up in a turtleless world. So every time I traveled, I got to see turtles, but never at home.
It was an unlikely start for the head of the Turtle Survival Alliance.
Here I am 20 years later, leading an international group doing turtle work all over the world.
Wald and other self-described turtle nerds came here to microchip turtles. Joining him was UT Arlington's Carl Franklin.
I'm a herpetologist and card-carrying turtle fanatic.
And Eric Muncher, head of one of the Alliance's research groups.
Our goal is long-term monitoring of species that are perceived to be abundant.
I want to go on a limb here and say that science is a nice crutch for a bunch of useless SOBs to get out and have fun on a work day.
Either way, let's dive in. Well, Muncher stays on shore, Wald, Franklin, and others put on snorkels to scour the creek for turtles. Wald's the first one to get snapped.
Oh, I just stuck my head under it. He's like...
And they're hauling in mesh bags full of turtles, pouring them in buckets, coolers, little blue recycling bins. The idea is to return here over time to see how the turtle population changes. As Franklin puts it...
Hopefully, all the data and information and stuff we record will be available for nerds 100 years, 200 years down the line.
They find musk turtles, map turtles, red-eared sliders. But Eric Muncher says one kind eludes them, a Guadalupe spiny softshell.
They're just a harder turtle to come by, harder to catch overall because they're fast.
Then?
Oh, is it over here?
They get one. Muncher taps on it. It's rubbery and rough, like sandpaper.
They actually have a shell. It's just overlaid with flesh.
Speaking of flesh.
Ow. Oh, no, did you get bit?
Oh, yeah.
Bite number two. Now, these researchers usually cut a notch in the shell to mark turtles they've microchipped. But with soft shells, that injures the turtle. So?
This little guy's going to get a tattoo.
You're going to get a tattoo.
Yep. Got to stick around for that.
But before then, they haul in one of the biggest snapping turtles I've ever seen. And... I bet you can guess what happens. This time, Franklin gets bit. Fortunately for him, only a small nip.
I hope that was on video.
This is how you do it.
That's right.
Unfortunately for me, I was taking still photos. So this is the sound of a turtle getting a notch sawed in its shell.
They don't seem to mind it much, but it kind of makes my skin crawl when I hear that.
It might be kind of like if you go to the dentist and have a scraping. You know, just kind of a momentary sort of ick, but nothing traumatic.
But for our soft shell...
Do you have much training with tattooing turtles?
A little bit.
What are you going to put on it?
Number one.
Why is that?
Because it's the first soft shell that we've actually caught at this site.
He says they learned how to do this to turtles by tattooing watermelons. The turtles are weighed, measured, and injected with a microchip. After that, Carl Franklin sends them on their way.
So we're going to walk down to the water's edge and just set her down there nice and easy, and she's going to... There she goes!
The team might return here as early as February to check in on the turtles. Until then, if you see one swimming around with a tattoo, you probably know where it came from. And please, watch your fingers. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.